Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the show. I don't know what we're calling it.
It's a bonus episode.
It's Friday. It's Friday, June 17th. And is this Bald Chat? Is it Serial Killers?
It's no a bonus idea. Episode.
Of what?
Of the snacks.
Yeah, of the podcast.
Of what podcast?
Of the podcast that we're a part of, Serial Killers. Welcome.
Okay, so hold on. So there's Serial Killers, and then there is the sister podcast, Bowl Chat, and then now this is the sister of the sister. So this is like the bastard stepchild of the actual podcast.
It's a bonus episode. We have a really fun guest. We have Jason.
Hey!
Yay!
So we have Jason, I'm Scotty B, and here's Webster in the middle.
Yeah, I'm a little
Who's
short.
Webster?
I've seen Webster before.
Well, what happened? Why are you so short today? Yeah.
Because this chair doesn't work. They're doing an interview in there. I can't go into there to get a chair without interrupting.
We grew. That's
exactly.
What happened.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to explain who Jason is and how you met him and why he's here?
Yes.
Because this is Andrew's cavalcade of incredible guests. So here we go.
I am an incredible guest.
Thank you.
I like to think so.
Yes. So Jason, you were on Survivor. With Tommy, who's been on the show.
Oh, the guy that's married to Gina?
Do you know the reference?
No.
Oh, my God, dude. So you really are like a millennial.
The Living on the Prayer song, right?
Tommy always work on the Dodge.
Yes.
Union's been on strike. And Gina's the girlfriend always.
Got it.
Okay.
And did you make that joke to Tommy?
I did.
And he didn't get it.
No, he was like, what? And then I played him the clip of the song, and he was still like, what?
He's like, no, Nicole.
And then like 3 months later, he was on the phone again. I'm like, how's Gina? What? Does he do drugs?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. He is like Mr. Straight Edge, elementary school
This
guy.
One is Nancy Reagan's biggest fan.
Campaign. It has nothing to do with politics or anything. It's just because you give me crap and I just say no.
Oh, my
God. That was her thing. Different Strokes. What's Different Strokes?
I know what Different Strokes is.
Okay.
Anyway.
Arnold, he was short too. So you could be Arnold today also.
Okay, either one.
But he had some like liver disease. He couldn't grow.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Maybe it was his kidney. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Who's Jason?
So, Jason, I met you through Tommy.
Yes.
You were on Survivor with Tommy.
Yes.
Now you do chip reviews.
Yeah. Well, I've always done chip reviews.
Always?
I've always been very into snacks.
Okay. But now he does it professionally.
Yeah. You know, when I say professionally, like here and there, maybe one or two a month.
Oh.
Just like how I always liked cereal, but you just kind of jumped on.
Mm.
So, as you were saying?
Yeah. So... this is how it all started, honestly. So I saw a commercial for Cheetos mix-ups, which were Cheetos with like four different flavors in the bag. And I said, there's no way that actually exists, because if it existed in the world and I saw that, I would have definitely bought it.
Mm-hmm.
So then it just started as like a running joke on my Instagram page that I would go into all these supermarkets, wherever I went around the globe, looking for Cheetos mix-ups and filming that they never had Cheetos mix-ups anywhere. So that became like a running joke amongst like my Instagram big following.
Yeah.
Did you ever find them though?
So no, somebody did find them. So
I
also
move your mic closer. Sorry.
I also set some ground rules for people when they were looking for them. I was like, you have to find them naturally and organically. You can't go and search it because you could go and order them off
eBay.
Like,
no, nothing. Okay.
You have to go and find it in person. One person found them at some shop right on Long Island, but I never got them.
But I would tend to think that Cheetos mix up, if there were different flavor things in there, the dust from everything would just mix up in the bag and they would all taste the same.
Who knows, right? It's like when you go to the Burger King and you had the cup and you could fill it with Coca-Cola, Sprite, orange soda. Maybe it's just that concoction of flavors. But I never had them, so I don't know. And also, were you supposed to eat them all in one bite?
Right.
Were you supposed to pick individual?
And were there different pieces, or were they all like puffy or crunchy?
So it was a round ball. It was a puff. It was a crunch. And then it was like something that looked like a
pretzel,
like a bone, like, you know, a Cheetos bone.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
So I never found it. I found something that looked like it in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
What?
This went deep. I mean, I was looking for them in Italy.
These?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I have to ask you, have you ever tried the Chester paws? It's just Chester. See, I don't understand because Chester is the Cheetos guy.
Yes. So are you eating him is the question?
No, but it doesn't say Cheetos anywhere on the bag.
Right.
It's just Chester's whatever, and it's cheap. It's almost like dollar store crap.
Yeah.
But Chester's on the bag.
Yeah, no, that is
it's
not
confusing
legit.
To
yes,
me.
Yes, that is not a Cheeto. It's like they don't want to list it as a Cheeto. It's like, you know, it's not Gap, it's Old Navy. They don't want to put it under the same
But it's still Frito-Lay, I'm guessing.
Yes, I'm sure it's still Frito-Lay. Okay. Yeah.
What's Frito-Lay?
I know what Frito-Lay is. They make the ones...
Yeah, they make Fritos and Lay's, you dumb...
Oh, yeah, Fritos. I love Fritos. Those are some of my favorites.
If you didn't know Fritos, then we would, we would just have to leave.
That's the name of the company, Frito-Lay.
Which ones I don't like?
What do you not like?
The Doritos, little tornado ones.
Oh.
Bugles.
I used to like Bugles. No, I don't like
Bugles
them.
Are like that, little crowns.
Yeah, yes. And General Mills makes that.
Little dunce hats.
Yes. Anyway. I like to put them on my fingers and eat them individually off my fingers. That's how I roll.
I used to like them as a kid, and then all of a sudden I was like, what am I actually eating? I don't think I'm a fan of this.
Corn.
That and Funyuns.
Corn. Oh, you don't like Funyuns?
Dislike Funyuns.
Can I ask you a
question? You don't like a puffed corn snack. A puff corn is what you don't like.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Pop Chips? They now make corn things. They're so good.
Really?
What?
Yeah. They're like Fritos, but they're much healthier.
I need to check those out.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. I love a Pop Chip, by the way. I think it's great. I love a healthy snack. If you could pull off a healthy, delicious tasting snack, I will just crush the bag.
Now, I have another question for you. So, will you also do Pringles? Because they're not actually potato chips. They are crisps.
So, let me just say this. It's a snack, right? Like, I will review a drink if I find it appealing. I will review a sweet if I find it appealing. My main thing is chips because I love chips. But, if I see something and I'm like, I got to try that, I'll review it.
Yeah. See, I am all about new products.
Yeah.
Like when new snacks, new anything comes out, I have to have it. Like Pringles just came out with the Mexican street corn one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what?
They were so good.
Yeah. That sounds delicious.
It really is.
Where did you find those?
ShopRite on Long Island.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm the one that found the Cheetos mix-ups.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's my place.
So I brought with me, by the way, congratulations on being here 27 years.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah,
it is. I was just a baby.
And you and I, before we quickly spoke about that, you and I had something in common.
Yeah, tell me the story, please, because Andrew's like, this guy, your high school, whatever. Yes. I didn't know what he was talking
about. We are from the same hometown.
Okay.
Plainview, New York.
Yes.
And when I was in like middle school and high school, I know where you live.
Okay.
I know where you live.
Come on by.
And
still there.
You used to have like a really big like Ford Explorer or like a Hummer wrapped in like a Z100.
Yeah,
stuff,
I would bring trucks home from time to time.
Yeah, I used to see those trucks.
Sure, save the gas and tolls, why not?
And then it was like, who is there? And it was Scotty B.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when did you graduate high school?
I graduated high school 2004. I'm turning 36.
God.
When did you graduate high school?
93.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do you have your AARP card?
3.5 years. I'm getting ready for it. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And you can't wait for Medicare, all the good stuff in
discounts
front of you.
Discounts galore. Anyway.
So
let's
you have
eat
the Long
chips.
Island connection.
Yes, we do.
Major. All right.
That I am not.
See, but some of your teachers are probably still there. Mine are either not there or dead.
Yeah. I think they're mostly dead at this point.
Some are. Although one of my, did you know Campanelli?
Yeah.
Social studies?
Yeah.
He just retired last year.
Really?
Yeah. What an incredible guy.
Yeah.
I loved him so much. And I wanted my daughter to have him so bad because this was her first year, but he left last year. Sadly.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Andrew's like, what are you guys talking about? Let's just do chips.
Sorry. All right. Yeah. So I brought with me 7 different snacks.
Don't cheat.
Don't
look
cheat.
At his list.
Not okay. Cheating. So I have them in my backpack that is below this desk.
Okay.
All right. And I assigned certain names to them, and based on the names, you could pick which one you want to try and in which order.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So selection number 1 is the best in Buffalo.
That's a Buffalo chip.
Number 2.
Not a fan.
That doesn't go on a chip.
Ooh.
Number 3. Ugh. A new chip off an old block.
Oh, that's something cheesy.
Number 4. A big chip from a big baller. Number 5. A favorite Flavor Flav in a new flavor form. Number 6. A sweet cereally snack.
We've had those.
And number 7. Give me a break. That's not a chip. So
I don't know if I want
to Kit Kat.
I also haven't had a candy in a bar in a long time. I'm not sure if I could have it.
So let me just say this too.
What?
When I do a chip review, some of them are, you know, exotic chips that you might not be able to find when you're going through ShopRite or Target,
Foreign stuff.
Foreign stuff. But I also like to do accessible stuff that people can find and maybe just wouldn't think to buy it or don't realize how good that potential chip is.
Yeah. Yeah, see, some things scare me. I'm like, I'm not trying that. Like the dill pickle one, I still don't want to try it.
Oh, I'll try that.
Yeah.
I will 100% try.
And the ketchup chips?
No.
I love a ketchup chip.
See, they're probably delicious. He brought back meat sauce chips from wherever the hell he was, and that was really good.
Yeah.
A meat sauce chip has to be what? Is that
it was
an
from
Asian?
Korea.
It was Lay's though.
It was so weird cuz it actually tasted like bolognese sauce.
It was really good.
So with a lot of those chips that come with like a meat flavor, and this is part of the thing that I look for, a lot of the times they they try to incorporate the meat flavor into the chip, and I think that's a mistake. It gives it a very weird aftertaste.
They use like bouillon dust. That's probably how they, I'm guessing. Yes. But no, I mean, it's the same kind of thing. You kind of have to train your brain and say, that sounds disgusting.
Right.
But it could be, just like, see that Tropicana cereal right there?
Yep.
So that cereal is to be eaten with orange juice.
And how is it?
It was delicious.
Not bad, really.
You know, your brain says, orange juice, that's gross, milk only.
Yep.
But it's specially formulated to taste pretty damn good with orange juice.
It was pretty good, I gotta say.
It was
good. Interesting.
It was, you can't get it. See, that's the thing, though. You can't get that.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, we're teasing people with it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's like Sonic on Long Island. There's like one Sonic. There are like two. Two?
Do you like
two Sonic?
Two Sonic. He had to correct you?
Two Sonics.
What? It kills him.
There might even be more at this point.
Yeah.
Wow. When they opened, it was all the rage, and there were lines around the block and police and the whole thing.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, I want to chip off the old new block.
Okay. A new chip off an old block.
Can you
read that okay with you?
Pill?
You're not throwing up.
Oh, no, this is, there's no throw up. There's no throw up material.
He didn't bring shrimp chips like you brought. He's not doing any
okay
of that. He doesn't know us that well to mess with us.
This is a
spicy queso.
A Tostitos spicy. Have you had it? Have you?
Yeah, I have.
Really? Yeah. Well, Andrew, have you had this?
I have not.
I'm sorry. Wait, no. New Scott here. Oh, that looks delicious. I can't wait to try it.
The reason why I brought this.
Ooh, those are some smelly chips.
Oh, don't hand jam.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
You need Purell?
Dump them on the table. That's
oh,
fine.
Yeah, that's way better.
Yeah.
Is the table clean?
Of course not.
No.
These are actually really delicious.
These are very delicious.
I'll tell you one thing, though.
They kind of smell like the blue Doritos.
We look at the price on that bag. That is out of control.
Yes. So the bags have gotten smaller, and the prices have gone up.
Yeah. These are good.
These are so good.
These are Dorito-like.
Mm-hmm.
Same company.
That's actually really good.
Very good.
So
hot. A little spicy.
A little spicy. Here's why I brought these today. Out of new chips that have come out that you could get on the market, these are, in my opinion, by far the best new chip that you could find in mass appeal. You could find these in Target. At one point, they had them in 7-Eleven. In CVS, but they don't have them anymore because they've been selling out. I think the chip tastes exactly like salsa con queso, the dip. Right?
It could.
Okay.
But the question is, you know, normally a Tostito is just like a normal corn chip that you would dip.
You don't have to dip this.
You don't have to dip it. Right? So it's more like almost like a Dorito, but
it's really strange how they are distributed, because there are some stores where you'll never see this in next to a store that will have it stocked. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't, and the Frito-Lay route guy, like, does the store have to order them? I guess that's how it works. I think
you have to order a certain amount of Tostitos regular flavor in order to be able to get the spicy queso, or there was, you know, the hint of limes everywhere. There was
I love the hint of lime.
I don't like those because
that
the
is
lime,
by far my favorite chip.
It's just because the lime tastes fake to me. It tastes artificial, so I don't like it.
I love it.
There was like a margarita flavor one that they were doing for a while.
What?
Yeah. A little weird. A little weird. I think I reviewed it.
So do you like give it like a score?
Yeah. I score it with out of a 10 with a decimal. With a decimal.
Gotcha. That's cool.
So you have a chip score.
Yeah. So I'll let you guys score this first, please.
Out of 10?
Yeah, out of 10. And you can use a decimal point if you want to.
Just because I want to use a decimal point, I'll give it an 8.1.
That's okay.
I think it's a pretty good chip.
I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Okay.
Okay.
Why 7.5?
I think I would want spicier.
Really?
I can't handle much spicier than that.
Okay.
That's tickling my tongue a tad.
A little bit spicier.
Do you not like spicy food, Scotty?
I like it, but you got to understand. See, I grew up in your, you know, typical bland household, you know, where my mom will have a taco and she'll go,
Yes.
So I never had that stuff growing up. So only within the last 20 years, really, have I been eating anything with any flavor or spice at all.
Mm-hmm.
So this is mildly spicy to me. I can handle it, but I don't know if I can handle much more than that.
Really?
I'm not a hot pepper guy at all.
I love hot peppers.
I could eat this entire bag without a sip of water.
Really?
Oh, like I can go pretty spicy.
Yeah, I could do spicy too. It's not that I think just a little spicier would have been just a
Do you want to continue doing something else spicy?
Sure, why not? My mouth is already a little bit on fire. Let's turn it up a notch.
This is something you may even have had before, okay? So
if I did, I'm going to say I didn't, because I'm not going to be a dick today.
Okay.
That's a first.
This is the best in Buffalo, okay?
Ooh, that's a Buffalo chip.
And in my opinion, this is the best Buffalo-flavored snack out there.
I don't even know if I've had anything Buffalo-flavored.
Think about it.
Chip-wise?
Yeah.
You probably
Well, chip or snack-wise.
Oh, I mean, I love buffalo wings. It's literally my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
Buffalo chicken wraps? Oh, my God.
See, and I don't love buffalo flavoring.
I love it.
Okay. I don't like the I don't like buffalo flavored stuff.
So these are Snyder's Pieces hot buffalo wing.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I've seen them, but for obvious reasons, I've never purchased them.
So in my opinion, this is the best buffalo flavored snack available. And, and when there's a buffalo flavored snack, I buy it. I try everything buffalo. The reason why I like this is because it doesn't taste, they're not trying to make it taste like chicken.
Oh.
So it with a lot of like the buffalo flavored chips, it'll be buffalo wing flavored and they'll try to make it taste like chicken. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Snyder's.
Are they stuffed?
They're not stuffed.
Thank you, Jesus.
They're not stuffed.
No, these are the pieces. I love the honey mustard ones. They're my favorite.
The honey mustard ones are fantastic as well.
I guess I'll try one.
Dig in.
Okay. You know what?
I taste the buffalo. That's for sure.
Mmm. That really does taste like a buffalo, like wing.
Uh-huh. Without, like, the grossness of them trying to make it like chicken.
Yes. It's, like, not too much.
It's not too much.
Oh, that's real good. That's
really good.
It is good. If I were a buffalo guy, I'd probably rate it higher than I'm going to. But it's just, I don't love buffalo flavor, so I'm going to give it a 6. How about that?
Wow. I'm giving this a 9. Brody, do you want to try one?
Sure.
Do you like buffalo?
I do, and I also want those Tostitos if you haven't already had them.
Yeah. I want them.
Freaking hand
Brody,
jammer.
Jason Brody.
How you doing?
Hand jammer. We take it. We're eating it off the table.
Well, he didn't pour it on the table.
Yes.
You want me to pour some on the table for you?
Sure, because the table's clean. I put them in my hand.
What do you give the buffalo pretzel?
Out of 10. This is no bowls and spoons here.
Oh, I give him an 8.
You give him an 8? What do you like about him?
I like the crunch factor.
Uh-huh.
I think the taste is good. So far, I have no aftertaste. It's solid.
Mm-hmm.
Not my favorite flavor, heat. That's why I gave it an 8. Mm. But very good.
Yeah.
I'm giving you the chips right now. Hold on.
The spicy queso Tostitos. You heard that crunch.
I had some nice crunch.
I give it a 6.5.
Really?
I don't like the round chips. They look like fake chips you get in a bad Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. I like the triangle, which is more authentic.
That's fair.
These are rounds, not classy at all.
Yep.
I also don't think there's enough of the flavor in them. I would rather have the Doritos spicy nacho or the Thai. Those have enough flavor. This is a hint. I know they have the hint of lime.
Yep. I love hint of lime.
This says hint of.
Yeah.
So I'm giving them points for hint of. I'm not paying $4 a bag for hint of.
Oh, $5.59.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get them at ShopRite 2 for $7.
Sometimes.
You should know better than that.
Well, sometimes.
So, yeah, I'm not a hint of person. If you're going to put the flavor in, I'm paying for it. I want all the flavor.
If you had a bag of these and a thing of salsa, would you dip them or would you eat them plain?
I dip them in the salsa, but most likely I would maybe get like shredded Monterey pepper jack or pepper jack cheese, put it on there with a little taco sauce. I would add something to it. I wouldn't eat these straight out of the bag. Again, not enough hint.
Okay.
Fair. That's very professional with the melted cheese. I like that suggestion.
Slice for life. Slice for life. Slice for life. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So, anyway.
This is a 9.
Yeah, I think this is like, for me, it's like a 9.3. Like,
really quick? Can I just interject real quick? Yeah. So, red light flashing there, recording everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knew he wanted to be in here and eat some free snacks. That's why he tiptoed in here to put something in the refrigerator. I know you're listening, Brody. It's fine. But, you know, anyway.
I got to tell you, I think I might actually bump this up to a 9.5. I am shocked how much this tastes like an actual buffalo wing.
Yeah.
Without being a buffalo wing.
They are excellent. You can get them everywhere, too. They have them at 7-Eleven.
So that's your vegan buffalo wing.
This is bad. I shouldn't know these exist.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah,
get these away from me. I could eat that whole
You don't
bag.
Go to the supermarket much, do you? Oh, you told me you'd never go.
I order on the internet.
So you'll never. So that's the problem is you'll never see these items.
You know you could order groceries on the internet.
I deliver groceries. I know.
Instacart.
Come on, pal. But the thing is, though, but that's not necessarily going to be on the Instacart site or whatever.
Right.
Because they may not have that available.
Right.
You have to physically go up and down the aisles. Yeah. I love the end caps. That's where all the new stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, Andrew. I'm such a new product guy. I love seeing new stuff. So I am probably aware of everything you're going to bring out today that they exist, but I probably have not tried them all.
Really?
Well, I said probably.
Everything?
I said, because you said they're readily available.
Yes.
So I would have to assume that I've seen almost everything you're going to take out today.
Okay. What if I take out something you maybe have not seen?
Then I'll be impressed by you.
Okay.
You are such a jerk.
Why? What did I say?
Maybe I'll be impressed by you.
I didn't say maybe. I said I would be.
Okay.
I'm a very unimpressive person, so, all right.
I really loved those Snyders.
You so, get to take them home.
Yeah.
I have to ask first.
You could take them.
Yes!
All right, so we mentioned Pringles earlier.
Okay.
Okay, in my opinion, my humble opinion, the best chip that exists out there.
To be quite honest, I will agree with you, and I will tell you why.
Well, I wasn't going to say Pringle.
Hold on.
Oh?
We'll be back.
Oh.
Did someone just fart?
No, that was my throat gargling.
Oh. Your indigestion?
My indigestion.
We'll be back right after this. Stay where you are. And we're back.
Wow.
Okay.
And we're eating chips.
Jason's
do you like the show Chips?
What is that?
Yeah. What's going on?
I don't know.
Do I get a piece of the advertising revenue is really the question.
So we can see if that could work.
So you're not familiar with the 70s, 80s show Chips? The
no.
Motorcycle Cop Show, California Highway Patrol, 7 Mary 3, Mary 4, Ponch and John.
I am loving every minute of this because this is like his...
What?
How old are you?
I'm turning 36.
You're turning 36, so you're 10 years younger than me.
Yeah.
It was still in...
86 I was born.
86?
Yeah.
Okay, the show was done... For 2 years at that point, it would still be in a reruns, but you were a baby.
Yeah,
I don't.
I was watching like Angelica's Magical Castle or whatever.
I love that
what,
one.
Is that what it's
yeah.
called?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway, it's a cheesy late '70s, early '80s cop show from California.
Yeah,
but
chips,
Ponch and John,
he loves
motorcycle
chips.
Cops,
motorcycle cops. Got it.
Eric Estrada. He absolutely loves chips.
Anyway, speaking of chips, move on.
All right,
please.
So. In my humble opinion, the best chip that exists is a cheddar and sour cream ruffle.
Oh, no.
I love it.
Yeah, probably
I hate
not.
Sour cream so much.
Really?
I despise Why? Sour cream. I don't like it.
Do you not like white condiments? Are you one of those people?
No, I could do mayo.
But okay. if they had
or like an aioli.
Do they have a cottage cheese ruffle? Because
oh,
Andrew would
God.
Love that.
Ooh, yum.
Ooh, do you like cottage cheese?
Yeah, I do like cottage cheese. I like cottage cheese with pineapple.
Oh.
Yeah!
High five! In the last episode, we said we were going to bring that to Andrew, so that's going to be the gross thing that he has to eat. He's going to feed me something
delicious.
Gross.
It's like a
delicious.
Consistency thing. Like, why are there so yeah. chunky
but you can get
curds?
You can get small curd, large curd, whipped.
Yep.
Like
smooth.
What, in your opinion, what does it taste like?
Cottage cheese.
Yep.
Okay.
And with the pineapple, it's like a nice little healthy dessert
exactly.
after dinner.
Exactly.
When you're watching TV.
Yeah.
You can do like a little 1% cottage cheese yep. with the pineapple, even 0% cottage cheese because the pineapple taste really covers it up and gives it a nice little flavor.
Oh, God.
Yep. Friendship.
Yep.
You'll see. It's got the
Are
bird
you about
on
to
it.
Break out a sour cream chip?
I am.
Oh, God.
Okay. This is a cheddar and sour cream Pringle. Have you seen this?
I can't say definitively yes, but if okay. it's on the shelf at ShopRite, I've seen it.
I don't think it's on the shelf at ShopRite. I can't okay. even tell you when I bought this. So I buy
I'll need to see the date on the bottom,
it,
please.
It is September of 2022.
Okay.
I double check that before okay. I brought anything. So I buy. Like I see things, I
sure.
buy it, and then I put it on a very high shelf in my apartment in order for me not to be able to grab it easily.
So this is your favorite chip?
I've never tried Pringles, cheddar, and sour cream.
What? Yeah. So this is a first?
This is a first.
Oh, my God. I'm so,
so
excited.
What I'm telling you is I love a cheddar and sour cream flavor.
Got
a
it.
Ruffle. I've never had a Pringle cheddar and sour cream.
Oh.
So.
Now, apparently the reason that they can't call that a potato chip is
Why?
Because there's not enough potato in there. So it must be called a crisp, if I'm not mistaken. What
it,
does it say?
It's called a crisp.
Right.
It says
it used
crisp.
To, back in the 70s when they came out, they were called potato chips, and they were like the FDA or whatever it is said, no. Nah. There's not enough potato in there for it to be called a potato chip, so it is a crisp.
I'll tell you what happened. Some lawyers came along.
That's right.
Zoodle.
It's true. Yeah. Freaking lawyers. Those ambulance chasers.
That's what happened.
Seriously.
dried potatoes is an ingredient.
It is.
Dried
potatoes? But there's not enough of it. That's
yeah.
the thing.
But like they have yellow corn flour.
Right.
Corn starch. I think there's too much corn in it, which is probably the main issue.
You know where corn comes from?
Iowa.
Very good.
Here we go.
All right. Should we pop?
Once you pop, you can't stop, so
the
go ahead.
You
want to
know what? Andrew,
like,
you could pop.
Come on, Andrew.
Oh, my God. The
you
smell
could pop.
Repulses me. Ugh.
Come on, dude.
I
go
just
in
don't
with
like
an open
smell.
Mind.
Oh,
Ooh.
That's actually fun.
Did you know yeah. that it made that noise?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Have you never opened a thing of Pringles?
I mean, I do, but I've never like consciously been like, oh, my God, that's the thing.
You can hand in here because you only touch
it, yeah.
the chips that you take.
You have to have one.
Okay.
See, it has to sit on your tongue in the way that it's shaped?
Absolutely
yep.
not.
No? Because you get the flavor that way.
Okay.
You ready?
One, two, three.
Yep. I mean, they all basically taste the same with a little bit of dust on them.
Uh-huh.
It's not bad. It tastes like a Pringle.
It's a very strong, right? Like original Pringle taste here.
Yeah, yeah, this is a very weak chip.
It just
yeah.
has a, it just has a, just a slight flavoring.
I was expecting way worse. This isn't bad.
It's not bad, but it's not blowing me away.
I was going to say this feels very. It's probably super underwhelming to you.
Yeah,
but I could still sit and eat half a can of them with in one sitting.
I would start double stacking these and sticking them in my mouth.
Making the duck bills.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't know. As it goes, I probably give it like a 5.9, just because it's just a kind of a normal Pringle.
Yeah.
To me, I love the barbecue ones. They're my favorite.
There's nothing there.
Do you like the cheddar ones?
No, see, it's weird. I'm not. The only place that I like cheese is like on a Dorito. Mm. I don't like cheesy other snacks, which is strange.
Okay. Okay. I think these are like, I wouldn't buy these again.
No.
I would, if I saw these in the store, I wouldn't run after them. I'm going to give them like a 5.1.
Mm. Yeah. I don't really taste any flavor. Mm. So I'm going to give this one a 4.
Okay.
You have to try the.
I will say it didn't repulse me though. Because I was really expecting worse.
You definitely have to try the Mexican street corn one. That one is very good.
I will. I will.
See, these it's a Jewish product.
Yeah.
No, it's just because it's kosher. They have to put that part on there.
Yeah. So kosher is it's blessed.
Yes. So a rabbi blessed this can of Pringles, and I brought this to you.
Wow.
And there's also like no weird meat products in it with cheese. You know what I'm saying? They can't mix that.
Huh.
But, yeah, you know, these used to be made by Kellogg's.
What happened? Yeah.
Independent
company now, right?
Yeah, they sold off some of their food brands, and now it says the Pringles company.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
Anyway.
Overall, unimpressive.
Yeah. It's a 4.
Like, my kids would like that.
So.
Kids love Pringles.
I have 2 bags left and 2 snacks left. What do you want to do?
Let's do another bag. We might as well stay salty.
Okay. So, do you want something that I'm going to call a big chip from a big baller, which is a heavily advertised chip right now, which we've probably never tried?
My guess is it has something to do with Shaq or one of those guys.
Not LeBron James.
Not bad. It's not the LeBron James one, but I was looking hard for those.
I didn't even know LeBron James had a chip.
What chips are they pushing? Because we have a Shaq cereal.
This is a Ruffles Flaming Hot Barbecue.
Ooh.
from Jason Tatum.
Okay.
We're boys.
If you've been watching the NBA Finals.
Oh, is he a Celtic?
He's a Celtic.
Oh, very good. Like Larry Bird was, the bird from Twitter.
Yes.
And
did you know Bird on Twitter's name is Larry?
No.
Because of Larry Bird.
That is really smart.
Right?
Ask Scott how to play basketball.
How do you play?
I don't know.
Nice. Swish.
Yeah. 3 points.
Yeah. Goal. these have been advertised like crazy during the NBA Finals.
Hence why I haven't seen it.
Yes. Ooh. And additionally, I don't know why Ruffles is doing a lot of collabs with NBA players right now.
Well, it's like the Olympics doing McDonald's.
Yeah. So this is the Jason Tatum Flaming Hot. They had a Flaming Hot Cheddar and Sour Cream one with LeBron on it. I couldn't find those.
Well, thank God.
See, if it was a Flaming Hot something else, I'd be like, but because I love barbecue chips. Yeah. Barbecue chips are my favorite.
Ruffles, I also will say, are the elite potato chip.
They also have ridges.
That's what I'm telling you. Ruffles have ridges.
What?
What? I don't know the slogans.
You don't know the slogans? All right, should we pop them?
He does this to me every time.
You should. It's pop culture. Oh, my God.
Oh,
okay, so they have... This is the same font that the Cheetos has.
Yeah, so...
And that's the red Cheetos, too.
Yes. Yes.
So this is definitely related to the Cheetos Flamin' Hot.
I'm going to take the lightest red one I can find.
Yes. Okay.
So one of the things that I look for when I do my chip reviews on Instagram is I look at flavor covering, like how much flavor's on it, so to get an understanding of what to expect. This is very heavy flavor covering.
Very red.
So.
The back of my throat is starting to burn.
Mmm.
It is good.
Mmm.
These are delicious.
These are great.
I can't eat too many of them, though.
I could.
These are fire.
These are.
And not the good kind.
And they have really good heat.
Did you really just try and use like a hip slang word?
No, I meant they're on fire.
Ah. And fuego.
Yeah.
Right.
These have very good spice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sneaking up on you spice. It's not at the front of the tongue. It's at the back of the tongue.
Yeah.
A little bit in the back of the throat.
If you like that kind of thing.
And it doesn't taste like Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Mm-mm.
Do Flaming Hot Cheetos have cheese on them?
They should.
Not real cheese.
By definition, they have the orange cheese with the red stuff.
They do? I thought it was just a corny puff thing.
No, well, a Cheetos has cheese on it, and it probably has spicy stuff on top of it.
These are really good.
Yeah. By definition, a Cheeto is cheese with toes.
I
cheese toes?
Yes.
Cheese toes.
Okay.
That's why they look like cheese toes,
right?
I have
my ranking. I have my number on this. This is the first time I've tried this. I think it's a 7.7.
Oh, that seems very low.
Oh, so anything over an 8 is get off the couch and go grab it. So, like, I would say this. Like, in the 7s, it's if you see it in the store and you're hungry, grab it, but you don't have to run to a store to grab it.
You won't like mine.
Why?
3.9.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
You really don't like
these. I don't like the heat.
You don't like the heat.
Yeah, it's not.
Get out of the kitchen.
I'm going to. It's not enjoyable to me. You know, something that you have to be like, and then have water. Why would you want to do that?
I give this a 9.
Wow. Okay.
I really like these. I love the crunch.
Do you like these more than you like the hot buffalo wing Snyder's?
These are 9.5.
Oh.
This is a 9.
Got it.
This is my second favorite.
So if you see these in a store, you would buy these?
Mm-hmm. In seconds.
Are you going to be mad at me that I don't eat the Kit Kat?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to decline it.
Why?
It's a whole thing with me.
Do you not like a Kit Kat?
I haven't had a candy bar in years, and I'm not going to break it for this.
Is this like a thing like one time I didn't eat french fries for a year and a half?
One time he didn't.
Or just cause. I said, I'm not eating french fries
anymore. He ate a Cinnabon 7 years ago.
You want to hear the whole story real quick?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's not quick. It is not quick.
I'll make it quick.
Okay.
All right, so many years ago, probably 6 or 7 years at this point.
Yep.
Taco Bell had Cinnabon Delights.
Yes.
They still have them.
I remember.
Okay.
Yep.
So they brought them up here when they launched them.
Mm-hmm.
I ate 7 of them in just a few minutes.
Yes.
And I passed out in the studio.
Yeah. That's way too many. And
yes,
your
sugar, everything.
And your blood sugar spiked you almost died.
So I opened my eyes and they're like patting my head with a wet paper towel.
Yeah.
Okay. So immediately after that, I went to the doctor because I was not feeling great.
Yep.
And my blood pressure was through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
My cholesterol was super high. I was, of course, overweight.
Mm hmm.
And he said, you got to, like, you know, take care of yourself.
Yeah. Were you a chunkier man than you are?
Jesse McCartney days? Yeah, right around then. Yeah, mm-hmm. I had a big puffy face.
You know?
You were less than that.
I wasn't as big.
Yeah.
But, you know, so anyway, I just took it upon myself. I said, you know what? I'm going to stop eating pastries because that's what did it.
Okay.
And then not long after that, I stopped eating candy because candy comes up here all the time.
Yeah.
And I would just, blah, 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 no problem, you know?
Yep.
And also ice cream.
Yep.
So I haven't had cake, candy, or ice cream in years.
But he's eaten the inside. Like, he'll go to a, like, his new thing is saying
it's not a new thing.
Not cherry pie.
So, like, do you ever order dessert when you're out to dinner?
I will,
whipped cream and the, you know, the, like, cherry compote?
Yeah.
I'll have a little bit of that, but no crust, you know?
And when you order that as the waiter or waitress, are they like, oh yeah.
No, they special make it for me.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
No, I just, look, and you know what? You can give me crap all you want, but I've lost a lot of weight.
We've moved him from last week because you said you would wait.
No, to eat all this stuff. I had a blood test. I wouldn't eat
all
this.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Am I killing you right now?
No, you're not killing me. But I actually have my cardiologist appointment today.
Okay.
Right after this. No, I'm not going
to. Well, I have something else sweet if you want to eat something else sweet.
Yeah, as long as it's not a candy bar.
It's not a candy bar.
Okay.
All right, so should this be the last?
Shut up, Andrew.
Are you going to relapse?
I might.
Should this be the last thing we try?
Wait, no. We're doing everything.
Okay.
You have more chips, don't you? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I have.
Do you have one more salty thing?
One more chip.
Bring it. Bring it out.
Right. These are like.
Right, so it's not enjoyable. That's what I'm saying.
It. Heat's the best.
Okay, we have a foreign chip. It is a Lay's cheeseburger flavored chip.
Okay.
I have no idea what country this is from. It could be Vietnamese. You guys tell me.
This looks like. Oh. Are you looking for the international one?
Yeah. Where is it?
It's this one.
Serial Killers International.
There you go.
We have good sound effects.
But this isn't really Serial Killer, so whatever. Just international.
It's a bonus episode.
That's right.
I thought that was covered.
Okay, so.
What is that? Is that.
That does also not look like. That's not.
It is. In another country, that's what their burgers look like.
It's true.
Oh, it's Thailand.
Is it Thailand?
Yeah, Thailand.
Okay, so we have a Thai Lay's cheeseburger flavored chip.
Where'd you buy these?
These were bought for me.
Oh, wow.
I thought we don't do that.
No, people will buy things for me.
Oh, okay.
And
I can't open this.
Careful. It opens differently in other countries. It's a stronger seal.
Ah.
There you go. See?
Oh, wow.
You got to be a professional to open it.
Ooh. Okay. That's a smell.
It's kind of weird that it doesn't just still say Lay's. It has it's like the dopey other language.
It's like Laos.
Dopey other language.
Well, whatever. See, I smell cheese.
Yeah, after this, they'll be issuing a statement to the entire Thailand community.
Taiwanese. Smells like buttered noodles.
Oh, yeah.
I smell like mac and cheese powder.
Yeah. I don't like how this smells at all.
Yeah. Very artificial.
Ready?
Bottoms up.
No.
I don't hate it.
No.
Maybe it's just the way it hit my tongue. I'm sorry, I spit it out.
No. No.
Hold on, I'll try another one. I'm sorry. It just tasted like artificial cheese or something.
No.
It's not the worst.
Also, shouldn't these be Ruffles?
Yeah.
No.
These are actually terrible.
I mean, maybe I'll just try another little bite.
I will give this a 0.1 because I do taste the potato chip.
Oof. I don't think it's a cheeseburger. It kind of maybe tastes like a chicken burger.
Actually, zero because I spit it out. That's my rule.
I'm going to give it 3 bags.
This is really bad.
It is terrible. Oh, it's a 7-Eleven exclusive. Look at that. Only at 7-Eleven.
I would give this like a 2.1.
Wow.
Yeah, this is really bad. You see, the issue with some of the meat flavored chips is like they try to incorporate the meat flavor in, and that's a really big mistake.
It's never really gross. Oof. What's the other flavor that they have?
I don't know what that is. I can't tell what they're trying to push.
That's a baked potato.
Let me scan that QR code.
It's a baked potato.
No, I know, but I want to scan the QR and see what it is.
Mm. I don't think I like the aftertaste.
No, you see, the problem, again, with the meat ones is the aftertaste on it's terrible.
Oh, okay, so it goes to Lay's Thailand.
Yep. I think, the baked potato version would be disgusting of this and probably smell so bad.
Oh, but look at their little characters. They're adorable.
Aww.
Oh, that is so cute. They're trying to sell the kids. They're selling the kids on it.
Cheeseburger chips.
Oh, my God. All right, hold on. They have Heinz ketchup one. Ugh. And look, hold on. Look at the other one. Ready? It's mayo.
Mayo-flavored chip?
Yeah, let's get that for Danielle.
I need that.
Heinz mayonnaise-flavored chips.
I need to get that.
Oh, my God, you really do. So Danielle hates, despises, like, will vomit at the sight of mayo.
Like, here's the thing.
I don't get that.
Her son Spencer will listen to this and say, Ma, check this out.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about mayo chips, and she'll go, ugh.
And she'll like, That's like my father when you talk about eyes. Like, he'll pass out if you talk about eyes around him.
You talk about blood?
Eyes? Yeah, like eyes on your head.
Why?
Yeah, I have no idea. And he's a big guy, too. Like, he falls hard.
Look at that. A 3-in-1 chip. They got crazy stuff over there.
Well, maybe that's 3 different types of chips in one bag.
Probably. I wish I could read it. They should. Translation.
You could go on Duolingo and we'll talk later.
Let's see how it translates. Combine the spiciness in a packet to become Lay 3-in-1 salmon flavor with chili, lemon, and salmon flavor. Get 3 deliciousness in one packet.
Deliciousness.
Hurry up to try Lay.
Lay.
Eat less and exercise to be healthy.
Does it really say that?
Yeah.
No.
It does, right? No. There. That must be what their FDA says they must put on the package.
You have to tell people to exercise after they eat this.
Oh, my God. I'm just going to go down a rabbit hole with this later on. Oh, look at that truffle. They got truffle chips there.
Ooh, see, truffle I would do.
Yeah, I mean, I've had truffle chips. They're delicious, but they're very easy to find.
So are you like a big mayo fan?
Joy hour.
Yeah, like I love a Russian dressing.
Oh, no, not for me.
Or Thousand Island. I like make my own.
No, I don't like those.
You make your own?
Oh, yeah.
With a lot of mayo?
With a lot of mayo, ketchup. Okay. You have to do relish.
Ooh.
And then you have to do a pinch of salt.
Wait, can I do one more? I'm sorry.
Yes.
So this one looks, there's chopsticks holding this one up. So this one says, wasabi type, don't miss, with Lamax extra crunch, waxing disc, wasabi mayo smell, fragrant smell from wasabi and mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. I like it a lot. It's good to the max. Eat less and exercise to be healthy.
Hard pass. Hard pass.
Wasabi mayo images only indicate the flavor of the product. I love this. I'm going to do this all day, but let's move on here.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I have 2 left. 1, Scotty's not eating.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll let you guys do it.
Do you want to do that first so you can eat the last one?
Is it the strawberry chocolate one?
So, no.
How do you know this strawberry chocolate?
This is a...
Oh, we've had that.
Have you had this?
Yeah, we've had it in.
You've
here.
Had the fruity cereal.
I'm pretty sure Andrew tried it.
I've never had this.
Okay. I'll find the episode where you tried it, but he'll have it again.
Do you not remember eating this?
No.
Did he eat this?
Dementia.
Did he eat it?
I definitely did not have
you
this.
You did. I brought it in.
No. You brought the Fruity Pebbles.
No, I brought that in. Trust me, I brought it in. I was so excited.
Was it a Fruity Pebbles cereal bar that you had?
Yeah.
No, it was the Kit Kat one. I freaking found it, and I brought it in here, and I gave it in the studio also.
I wasn't here.
That's cool.
Okay. Should we try it, or should we just let
it go?
No,
you should try it.
All right. I actually got this when I was in Hershey, Pennsylvania. So,
oh, that's fun.
So it's going to be pretty fresh.
You know what? Break me off a piece.
Of that Kit Kat bar?
I'm just going to have this part. The outer part without the cookie.
Yeah, he does this. He eats the inside of donuts, but that's technically his workaround.
So I've had this before.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I had never tried it when I had it. Let me tell you what this tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember You probably don't because you're a little bit younger. I don't know if they still had it, but ugh. Do you remember going to the dentist as a kid?
Mm-hmm. The duck bill?
The fluoride treatment. Mm-hmm. They would put this foam thing in your mouth, and they always said, oh, we'll give you bubblegum flavor. Yeah. And I'm like, no, I don't want that one.
Yeah.
And I would chew it, and I would vomit. That's what this tastes like.
Yeah. It's not good. All right?
No.
Plain and simple.
Plain and simple. I've had this before, so I know it's not that good. I wanted to bring it to you to just see what your opinions were.
Fair.
That brings back terrible memories of the fluoride crap at the dentist.
So I love a Fruity Pebble. There, are you guys?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's way.
They're good.
Yep. So,
they're good. Your rating's like five bowls.
What happened to your
voice?
You're
crazy.
They're good. I wouldn't say they're my favorite cereal, but I think they're delicious.
If there's any bad aspect about a Fruity Pebble, like this Kit Kat encompasses that.
Well, right now, I don't know if you've... I'm sure you've noticed because you're a snack guy, but there's Pebbles everything.
Mm.
They've got snacks. They've got drinks. Mm-hmm. They've got...
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. They have shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Pebbles everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can eat Pebbles in every single form.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the supermarket, they've got bars. They've got chips. They've got everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane because it was their 50th anniversary last year.
Oh.
So they brought it up. Even a protein powder they have. It's insane.
Yeah, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
What would you rank this?
A two.
Two.
I mean,
I like original Kit Kats so much that this just feels like a terrible, terrible idea.
Well, they've come out with... a lot of stuff. Oh, wait a minute. This is the Fruit Loop one.
This is the Fruit Loop one. Sorry. Wait. Fruit Loop. Fruity cereal.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that they can't. Vague cereal.
Yeah.
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 Vague fruit cereal.
It doesn't change my opinion about anything.
The thing is, Kit Kat has come out with so many weird random flavors.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's too fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You can't come out with a new one every 6 months. Because then it's like, whatever.
I think part of the issue is, like, the idea of a Kit Kat is that it's a chocolate bar. And if you're moving away from that, then what is it? It's not a Kit Kat anymore.
Green tea one. And
well, they
green
all test them in Japan.
Yes.
Japan is the test market because they move their product like same day. So that's like the test market.
Although I had a key lime pie flavored Kit Kat, and I hate key lime pie, and it was delicious.
I love key lime
pie. It was
pie.
Delicious.
Do you know what new key lime thing I just had?
What?
LaCroix. It was disgusting.
Oh, I've had that. It's terrible.
It's
awful. It's undrinkable.
I love LaCroix.
Yeah.
But that flavor was just like, it just tastes so artificial.
Yeah. Pamplemousse is the
It's great for
grapefruit. Grapefruit.
Have I had it?
Yes.
I'm sure you have.
Yes.
I have had it. My favorite is Nixie. Nixie.
The water, the carbon
the seltzer.
Water.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's the best seltzer in the entire world. The
I like
watermelon mint flavor.
Mm. Aha.
Okay,
good.
This is my last snack for you guys.
Wow.
Waterloo. Yeah.
This is the cereal-y snack. I hope you didn't have this. I hope you have not.
Okay, well, if General Mills makes it, we had it.
Really?
Yeah.
You had everything?
Well, I mean, I've tried almost everything. Andrew, probably not. I may not. No, I'm saying you don't eat cereal bars and cereal snacks and stuff like that. I mean,
do you eat cereal every day?
No, definitely not.
Yeah,
I honestly only eat cereal on this show.
Right.
Because that's my fill of cereal.
Yeah.
You know, every once in a while on a weekend morning, if my kid's eating whatever, you know, I like chocolate Chex or whatever if we have in the house, so I'll have that. But before we get to this final snack, Andrew, I think that we should take another quick break, if you don't mind, because we're going over here. Yeah. We'll be back right after this. And we're back.
We should have him try that one Korean cereal.
Yeah, we should.
I think that would be good.
First of all, I think that we should, you know, reset it up because nobody knows what's going on if they've come in the middle. You know, sometimes people just start podcasts in the middle.
I don't know. No one ever does that, but for your sake, sure, Scott.
Well, I mean, Carla Marie says that we don't say stuff enough, so people don't know what's going on. This is Jason here. He's a snack guru.
He does chip reviews.
Yeah.
And snacks.
And more
snacks.
Than that.
Snacks.
And snacks.
And at the end, we'll plug all your stuff and people will follow you.
Oh, cool.
So anyway, we've done, what, five or six right now?
We've done six different.
We did cheeseburger chips.
Oh, did we rate the Kit Kat? I give it nothing because it made me think of gross bubblegum fluoride.
I think it's like a 5.1.
Snyder's Buffalo, which was delicious.
Yeah, you don't have to recap. I mean, they could just back it up.
What else do you have for us, Jason?
Okay, the very last thing I have. Is a Cinnamon Toast Crunch remix. Have you had it?
No.
Have you had it?
I've never had this.
No, I've never seen it before.
Have you had it?
Have you had it? You've had it?
Yes, and I actually put milk in it, too.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
How was it?
It's delicious. I've also had, they have a chocolate one as well.
What is it?
Well, they have, like, different flavors. They even have, like, a Golden Grahams one, but, like, I wasn't going with the Golden Grahams one.
Do you want to just split it?
You know
it
what's really good? Have you had the Lucky Charms snack bar?
I've seen that.
They are delicious.
Really?
Yes. They used to call them like milk and cereal bars, but I don't think they can call that anymore because there's really no milk.
It was no milk. That was frosting.
There's like a white, there's white frosting on the bottom, but I do enjoy those.
I kind of wish that they made this like a cereal.
Yeah.
Now listen to me, friend.
I've had the churro one.
I know that you like to smoke pot every once in a while.
Oh my God, man.
I'm 99.9% sure that you've had this before because I brought it in when it came in.
No.
Okay, I'm going to go back and try to find it.
Sure.
Okay. You need the Prevagen more than I do.
I really... The jellyfish?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
That's really good.
So for people that are listening or watching...
Oh, my God.
See, there's Chex pieces in there, and that's what the vanilla comes from.
Yep. Mm. There's Chex pieces. There's little cinnamony cylinders.
These are Cinnamon Toast Crunch churros. Mm. These are Cinnamon Toast Crunch regular.
It tastes like Funfetti.
And these are vanilla Chex.
I know you're going to say I'm crazy, but it tastes like Funfetti.
That's the mix here.
It's the vanilla in it.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I'm in.
And, you know, it's very hard to find vanilla Chex still in the stores. That's the purple box. Mm-hmm. You remember the purple box? It's vanilla. And it's very hard to find. But it's one of the best. You put the vanilla and the chocolate together? Yeah. That's a black and white cereal.
I see no reason why you don't just dump this in a thing of milk.
Yeah. No, I did.
This is cereal.
I did.
Yeah.
My kids did that, too. It was great. Mm.
This is...
They should make all cereal come in little packages.
Do you remember
this.
When we said that? And I said it'd be great for Halloween, and then they started making them, and like that was my idea.
Yeah, I'm sure they were listening to this podcast and stole it from you.
Well, I mean, last year or 2 years ago, I said that the Monster cereal should have little packets, and they should give them out for Halloween. Guess what's in the stores? Little packets of Monster cereals.
Trendsetter.
No.
You see, it's very hard to differentiate this from just normal Cinnamon Toast Crunch, right? Like, and obviously normal Cinnamon Toast Crunch is amazing.
Until you eat the vanilla piece, and then you taste it. But otherwise, if you just get the churros and the regular Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you can't tell until you hit a vanilla Chex.
That was delicious, though.
Marshmallows
would
be better.
Bags.
Yeah. I mean, this is... I give it a 9.0. I mean, this is...
That's delicious. I would want it with milk.
I'll give it an 8.7.
Wow.
Do you think that this dumped in milk is better than Cinnamon Toast Crunch alone?
False.
I was asking.
Yes, I do think it's better.
Really?
Yeah, because it's got more stuff in it. And see, I won't mix cereals, but it already comes mixed, so it's okay.
It's allowed for you.
Yep.
It's really good.
I really just like Cinnamon Toast Crunch by itself, especially when the pieces get a little soggy. Mm.
So you know what we have not tried yet that just came out is Cinnamon Toast Crunch rolls. So they look like little cinnamon rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch makes it. Haven't seen it yet. Bill Johnson, he's got it. Got it right from General Mills. Us, nothing.
Well, maybe you should get the email account.
Well, I mean, you have it.
But you should log in.
Okay.
And email the General Mills people.
I know you're so busy with all the other podcasts. You don't have time for hours. I get it.
You're so lucky you don't have a co-host.
A co-host?
Yeah.
I don't have a podcast.
Well, on your Instagrams.
Oh, right. Yes, exactly.
So that was fun.
Should we give him one of our cereals to try?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Andy, if you can...
Yeah, I got it.
Do you know where it is?
Yeah.
You know where your child is?
Yes.
I don't think you do. Oh, because you saw me move it this morning. Yep. Very good. I was reorganizing. We don't have any milk, though, so just pour it right into his hand. So Andrew brought this back from Japan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did we have it?
I don't.
Oh, come on, Andrew. Cereal from Japan. Are you sure?
Actually, I didn't bring this back from Japan.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, you bought this
at some... A listener sent it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Whatever. I told you. It's
and
setting in.
Have you previously reviewed this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell me what your review
No,
was.
We won't. So this is Chex.
Yes.
This is it's weird because Kellogg's makes it in the other country.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you what flavor it is. You'll have to tell us.
Okay.
Do you have it with milk?
We have no milk. It's a snack podcast. It's not cereal. Don't worry about it.
Enjoy.
Don't eat anymore.
Oh, no.
Well, what flavor do you think
There's
it is?
There's garbage over there if you need to puke.
It's weird because you wouldn't expect it. And we had it with milk, mind you.
I had it with milk.
We had it.
I had it.
We.
You pranked me with it.
I did?
Yes.
Okay,
talk about Prevagen.
Oh.
Can I see the box for a second?
Sure.
What are you thinking?
Okay.
Is it an assault?
This is Japanese?
No, this is some type
it's
of...
It's some Asian.
Country. We don't know.
Some Asian country, yes.
Yeah, we can't actually read the back of this, but oh yeah. What are you thinking?
Kellogg Company. That's all it's.
Have
in
you
English.
Guys taken a guess at what it is? I have.
Oh, we know exactly what it is.
Oh yeah.
Okay. There is something called teri nori, which is a teriyaki flavored seaweed.
Oh.
And it tastes similar to that, but it should never belong anywhere near.
I mean,
if
you look at his left hand, he's holding a scallion. It's green onion Chex. Is what that is. So that does not belong in a cereal box.
No.
But we did eat it, or Andrew and Greg T did eat it with milk.
How was it with milk?
It's nauseating.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is no reason why this should ever touch milk.
Do you think that's like a hit in whatever country it's from?
I do. Yeah. I really do. But what, look at the angry chocolate guy behind. He's like, you're not cereal. Yeah. I am.
Yeah. He's like, don't eat that. What are you doing?
Hard pass.
Also, the guy that is the lead character here on display, he's like, he knows what he's doing.
He's very mischievous.
He's like, ha!
Surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. When Greg T was in here, we told him it was green apple, so he was very interested in it, and then he just threw up. It was great.
And then you turn to the back, and the main character's also in the back, and he's like, yeah. Gotcha.
That's exactly. Andrew, don't you have the translator? I'm curious as to what that says. Will it work? Well, we don't know what language it is, though.
Yeah.
This is disgusting.
Yeah.
I would give that a 0.001.
There you go.
By the way, you know, Andrew, I never noticed on this box.
Look, it's Korean.
Oh, look how they have the perforation on the side. That's so you can fold it down that origami way. Remember that was going. What are you looking at me for?
What?
It was like a year or two ago, and everybody's sending us, look, it's the better way to close the box.
Yeah.
Like,
do you know what's funny? Us Americans would never figure out how to use that.
No. Well, it was a huge thing on TikTok.
Yeah. You fold it.
Like a year or two ago.
I saw that.
And everybody was sending. I'm like, I don't need origami with breakfast.
Right.
I'm just going to clap it closed like everybody else.
And then
does.
The top
clap
looks
it
like.
Closed.
Whatever. The top looks like a milk carton, right? When they do it. Yeah. I saw that. That was.
But see, this one's actually made for you. There's perforations. And if you look in the back, there's another little top hole to stick the thing in right there.
Wow.
Yeah. The tab.
Yeah, we would I would never be able to figure that
Speaking
out.
Speaking of tab, have you tried that?
I have not tried tab.
They still make it, I believe.
Wasn't there a tab truck?
A tab truck?
Wasn't that like
who makes tab?
Coca-Cola.
They do?
It still is in very limited release. Mm-hmm. It's hard to find, but I've seen it probably, you know.
And does it taste like a Coca-Cola?
A little bit. It tastes like a diet soda. It's made with saccharin, so it will kill you.
Yeah.
But that's why, you know, it was huge in the 70s and 80s.
Well, you got to risk it, right? That's part of the appeal.
Well, I mean, it only causes cancer in lab rats. We don't know about people yet. So, and also, they took that warning off the Sweet and Low. You don't see that anymore. Back when we were kids,
they
used to say in the back of the little pink packet that, you know, warning, this product is known to cause cancer in lab animals.
Right.
I remember that.
I guess it doesn't cause cancer anymore.
Or they just don't have to disclose that anymore. Right. Maybe it ran out, you know, and they don't have to do it anymore.
Or everyone that uses Sweet and Low knows it causes cancer and they don't give a shit. They're like, I'm using it. I need my fix.
I could be wrong because I vaguely remember maybe a couple of months ago them saying that they've stopped making tab, but I could be wrong. I don't remember.
What's your favorite soda?
I'm not a soda guy.
I'm not a soda guy.
I'll tell you, when I lived in Iowa, I was a huge Mountain Dew
guy.
Really? Because they drink that out there like crazy. But when I was a kid, Mellow Yellow.
Mellow Yellow.
And then they stopped selling it in New York, and it came back a couple of years
ago.
You're
a citrus soda guy.
I am. And then I would go visit my grandparents in Florida, and they had Squirt. They have it up here now.
Yeah, I know Squirt.
But it was like, it was a citrus drink, not quite as harsh as a Mountain Dew. It was more grapefruity.
Yeah.
And that was my Squirt. God, when I saw Squirt, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Interesting.
What?
Andrew, what's your favorite soda?
I like Pepsi. Or
Pepsi?
I like Coke.
Coke?
I like Sprite.
It's pretty generic.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
if anything, like I'm going to do Cherry Coke.
Yeah.
No.
And the original Cherry Coke was great. Then that went away, and they came back, and it wasn't the same.
Well, I stay far away from
Did you see they're putting Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola together?
Yes.
That was announced yesterday.
Yes.
Did you try the coffee one? Because that just sounded gross to me, and I never tried it.
I couldn't find it.
Okay. Really?
I couldn't find it.
Well, they have Pepsi Nitro now, which is supposed to be also some other crazy
something. I had that when I was in Japan, because they were testing it there.
Really?
Yep, and it's actually pretty decent.
But I heard in the commercial like they have some wide mouth, and you're just supposed to be able to like dump it out, and it doesn't come out like soda would, but it has like a frothy
head. Because it's like a slug. Yeah, it's a nitro brew.
Yeah. It's like a coffee, like a Starbucks. You know Starbucks?
Yeah,
It's like that.
I don't like bottled and canned Starbucks
Isn't
things.
Isn't Starbucks owned by Pepsi?
No.
Or am I making that up?
You're making that up.
All right. Well,
As a former Starbucks employee, Starbucks is a publicly owned company. Yes.
I'm pretty sure that Pepsi does own the supermarket Starbucks.
The bottling.
Stuff. Yes.
And they bottle it for them.
Correct.
That's
Starbucks,
possible.
The stores itself, no. Yes. But big companies must always own these, you know, branded.
Canned.
They just they buy the rights to the name or whatever, and then they make it.
Interesting. I never do energy drinks. Red Bull, Monster.
No. It's disgusting, and it's so bad for you. If you are listening and you drink an energy drink, please stop. It's very bad for you. Go grab a cup of coffee.
Mm.
Yeah.
Have you done any personal injury lawsuits on energy drinks?
No, I have not done any personal injury lawsuits on energy drinks.
That definitely sounded like there was a disclaimer on that.
But there's always time.
Yeah,
there's always time.
Monster energy drink is disgusting.
Is that PepsiCo owns the bottling to the Starbucks?
That's correct.
That's
See?
Yeah.
Good. I did something.
That was good. I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that. Well, I never buy a Starbucks bottle. I go to Starbucks.
I mean, Pepsi also owns Frito-Lay.
If I can't get a drink, like a coffee.
And Quaker. And Tropicana.
That's great. So if I can't get coffee in the morning and I'm on a road trip or something,
yeah.
then I make it a point to get one of the Starbucks ones.
Like a Starbucks Frappuccino?
Oh, no. That was like as a kid. Disgusting. And then you realize how terrible they are for you.
Disgusting.
It's like 700 calories yes. in one thing.
And it's 70 so grams of sugar.
I don't like coffee-flavored things.
Yeah.
I like hot coffee and that's it.
Black? Are you a black coffee guy?
No, I'm milk and sugar.
Okay.
I'll never drink an iced coffee.
But Dunkin'. Dunkin' is your...
Dunkin', 7-Eleven, yeah. Gas station.
You should get a Dunkin' sponsorship for this podcast.
Well, we have one for the big show.
Yeah.
They don't care about this.
Why not?
We had Dunkin' cereal. That was
Oh my God, that was the best.
I would think that would be good.
That was not made by Dunkin'. That was General Mills.
Hmm. They licensed it out.
Yeah.
It's a licensing deal.
That's right.
That's what they call it in the biz.
Yeah.
A licensing deal.
We're still trying to get a sponsor for this mess. The fact that we can't have a milk company
yeah.
give us a couple hundred bucks and some milk. What is that?
I did a little research before I came in, and it was, what was the milk company that you're going for?
Well, we've been talking to Farmland Dairy.
Yeah, Farmland.
So, you know, this really cool, hip, you know, social media girl
yep.
we were talking to.
Yeah.
And then we just never heard back because oh. I feel like she has to talk to the higher-ups
yeah.
that are like podcast.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe she'll crack them.
They have to stop milking the cow and then yeah. turn yeah. to her. And be like, we never heard a podcast. No,
I'm hoping she'll crack them at some point.
Yeah. You
know, so we'll see. But this has been spectacular. So
yes.
let's please do all the socials. First of all, follow us at Serial Killers PC wherever you get your social media.
Head to serialkillerspc.com if you'd like to see every serial we've ever reviewed. We're over, I think, 700 serials now and 300 episodes.
Yeah.
More. So that's cool.
More.
Mazel tov.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's great.
Thank you.
Should I
yes,
pitch
please.
Myself?
Yeah, of course.
My Instagram handle is Linden Nation. It's LINDEN.
Like the cookies.
Yeah, like Linden cookies.
Those are great.
So if you search Linden, you'd probably find me on TikTok. I'm Jason Snacks.
Huh.
And my law firm is Linden Law, if you really want to go there. But
now, have you tried all the Linden cookies?
Yeah, like through my childhood,
dude,
of course.
Butter Crunch?
Butter Crunch
Hello.
Is great. Great. Just fun story. I email them once every couple of years offering to buy their company.
Really?
What?
So far, they've never emailed me back.
Wow.
One time they emailed me back was in Christmas. This is before COVID. They used to make something. I forget what the name of it. It was like it's a German dessert with little pieces of like green gelatin in it and red gelatin. And you have to pre-order it. And so I emailed them last year and said, hey, like I want to order the Christmas or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're not doing it anymore because of COVID.
And Sounds vomitious to me. Anyway.
I was like, are you interested in selling? You're interested in selling your business? It sounds like you guys aren't doing that well.
Can I stop you right there?
Yeah,
so, I'll take it.
So you can buy Linden cookies.
Yes.
You probably could sponsor this podcast because your law firm, I mean, hello?
You want Linden Law to sponsor this podcast?
Say no
Serial
more.
Killers brought to you by Linden Law? Yes.
I love it. Fine.
Done. Yes.
Deal.
Yes.
Deal.
Have you been breathing asbestos in your workplace? Right?
I have. I think I need to call. And then we'll play your ad.
There'll be a Linden Law thing.
I got to get a jingle
we'll
going.
Make one for, absolutely. Yeah. We can get one made for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mesothelioma. Yes.
Yes.
You have
mesothelioma?
Yeah, that's the asbestos.
Yeah, that's
thing.
Asbestos.
Yeah, I do have that.
Oh, lead paint in your apartment?
I did.
We'll sue the landlord.
Wow.
Let's go. Call me.
At Linden Nation.
Linden Nation.
I love
Linden
this. Nation.
Yeah.
All right, it's starting.
We're gonna get the ball rolling. That could actually be really fun.
If you want to come on for a couple episodes, we'll have you back on. Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. You're going to be in a wheelchair pretty soon, and there's no ramp here.
So true.
That's ADA.
Why are you going to be in a wheelchair?
Oh, we'll see.
Oh, after...
He's going to break my legs.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
He's way more fragile, though. Let's be real.
Anyway, so
his glass
this was,
knees are done.
This was a lot of fun.
This was great.
I'm actually, you know, when Andrew was like, hey, we're going to have the chip guy, I'm like, okay, sounds great.
He does this all the time.
But then I always am like, yeah, you know, this was great. This was a lot of fun.
I'm happy to provide you guys with some fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And look at this mess.
Come back with snacks soon.
Yeah, I'm going to restock.
I have an idea.
I'll come back. Yeah.
Next time we'll challenge you.
Yeah.
I'm going to find a bunch of crap.
Yep.
And I'm going to bet you never tried it before.
Okay. Well, keep in mind, if we wanted to go, things you never tried before, I could do that easily. I can go to one store and RTX Exotics on the Lower East
yes,
Side.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
I want to do that because we were going to have a whole thing on Fridays where I was going to give Andrew stuff he never tried.
Yep.
And he was going to give me stuff that I never
yes.
tried. And we were just going to like vomit together so the vomit hit it in midair.
These exotic snack stores are opening up all over the place, so you can easily just go in anywhere.
Do you remember that nasty ass picture I sent you that was on the back of the truck? And I'm like, we have to try that. I have to find it really quick before we end the show. I have to see if Jason has ever heard of this before.
What is it? What was it?
You were like, I don't know. Hold on. Talk for a second.
Okay. Is there flavors of things that you dislike?
No.
Immensely?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I am pretty open with flavor. I don't like caramel flavored things.
I hate salted caramel.
Yeah. So, like, the salted caramel craze, like, totally passed over me. I was like, no, I'm not going for that.
No. It's too much.
But, like, I'll eat anything. And I'm a horrible orderer at a restaurant, and my wife always tells me this, because I'll always order the thing that sounds unique or weird, and then it comes and it's normally disgusting, and she's like, why'd you do that? she goes, that again? And I'm like, well, I had to try it. Yeah. I had to try it.
Yeah, there's, I'm just trying to think. Like, I hate sour cream. I'll ask for that not to be on things. I just can't do it. It's a consistency thing. I also can't do... The curds are just so bad, and the cottage cheese.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get over the texture thing.
Yeah, I'm bad with textures.
Do you not like bananas?
I can do a banana.
You can do a banana or a mushroom.
Bananas. Yes, yeah. I make a great mushroom risotto.
Okay, it's hard for me to open this up, but oh, there it is. Braised abalone in scallop sauce. I don't know what the hell that is. It looks like some sort of an ostrich egg.
Yeah, there's an egg in there. That thing can come alive if you let that hatch.
Right? I don't know what that is, but I want to try it. Or I want to make Andrew try it.
Well, you have to try it too.
Okay.
Remember the eggs that I almost had us try?
That egg pudding?
This is Chinese.
Yeah.
So if you brought this a couple of blocks over to Chinatown.
That's where I took the picture, so they were delivering it there.
Yeah, you can easily find this.
Okay.
That's easily findable.
We should take a trip to Chinatown and buy all the crap that's hanging in the windows and make you eat it.
I'm so good.
Okay.
I would eat any of it.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway, I'm late for a lunch, so thank you again for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. This is fun.
Really
appreciate
it.
Come on back soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do we say at the end of a bonus episode? We do crunch.
Sayonara.
We do clink. What do we do here?
Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Bye.
Pop.
Pop.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right.
All right. All right.
We'll see you Monday with an all-new Serial Killers, and then Wednesday with the Bowl Chat.
Woohoo.
Thanks for listening. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Have a good weekend.
So I can press no.